This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away in New Delhi last night. He was 92. Dr. Singh breathed his last at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi. He was admitted in the emergency ward of AIIMS at around 8 p.m. in a critical condition. The former Prime Minister had sudden loss of consciousness at home last evening. An AIIMS bulletin said, despite all efforts, Dr. Singh could not be revived and was declared dead at 9:51 p.m. Dr. Singh had been in poor health for the last few months. He is survived by wife Gursharan Kaur and three daughters. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various leaders have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. In a message, the President said, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who also straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. In his message, Mr. Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Union Minister J.P. Nadda visited former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay and offer condolences to his family. Earlier, in a social media message, Prime Minister Modi had said that India mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. He also praised Dr. Singh's insightful interventions in Parliament and his extensive efforts to improve the lives of people during his tenure as Prime Minister. Prime Minister Modi has also shared a video message on social media as a tribute to Dr. Manmohan Singh. According to Congress sources, the mortal remains of former Prime Minister will be brought to the Congress headquarters in the national capital tomorrow for people to pay their last respects. His last rites are also expected to be performed tomorrow. The government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. A state funeral will be accorded to the departed dignitary. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of funeral in all Indian missions and High Commissions of India abroad. A meeting of the Union Cabinet is scheduled to be held today to pay tributes to the former Prime Minister. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar met U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington, D.C. last night. The two leaders held wide-ranging discussions on the progress of the India-U.S. strategic partnership and exchanged views on the current regional and global developments. Dr. Jayashankar is on a 6-day visit to the United States since December 24. The External Affairs Minister will meet his U.S. counterpart to discuss key bilateral, regional and global issues. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will also chair a conference of the Consul Generals of India in the USA. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday informed the Waves OTT app has crossed over 1 million downloads in a month. In a series of posts on the social media, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "This milestone reflects India's unbreakable bond with its cultural roots." He highlighted that India's OTT platform by Prasar Bharati brings a wave of nostalgia with epic shows like Ramayana and Mahabharat, while also embracing new age content. In Test cricket, Australia were all out for 474 in their first innings on day two of the fourth Test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against India in Melbourne. In reply, India were 99 for 2 in their first innings when reports last came in. Earlier, Australia added 163 runs to their overnight score of 311 for 6 on day two. The Indian team is wearing black armbands in Melbourne to honour the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, who passed away in New Delhi last night. In women's cricket, the third and final ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series between India and the West Indies is underway at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. West Indies were 102 for 4 in 23.2 overs when reports last came in. The Indian stock market opened on a high note on Friday amid mixed global cues. A short while ago, the Sensex was trading at around 78,960 after gaining 489 points, while the Nifty was trading at around 23,912 after gaining 108.8 points or 0.46%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.